On Thursday evening, we have Pulitzer Prize-winning poet Sharon Olds at Emory University over at the Schwartz Center. Sharon Olds is a fantastic poet. She won the Pulitzer last year for her collection Stag's Leap, which was just a searing piece of work. She's very intense. She's very personal. And her stuff is really quite intimate.
I think I recall that she even used poetry to move through a divorce.
Yes, yes. Stag's Leap is kind of the chronicle of that process.
Uh-huh.
The book she won the Pulitzer for last year, and explores the divorce in an odd and interesting detail. Some of it is very specific. So the poem about sitting in her bedroom while her husband is telling her that he wants a divorce is called While He Told Me. And among other things, it's kind of an inventory of the small things in the room that she's noticing, because her eyes are looking everywhere besides at her husband.
Trying to find sort of an escape.
Yeah, trying to, you know, just not being able to look at him and looking at the clock face and looking at a sepia-toned postcard. And those details add to this kind of this heartbreak. And the book is in some ways a cycle through that whole process to her finding herself at the end, which is the final poem is called What Left. And it's kind of both retrospective and also look forward and where we are now.
All of that very brave for anyone, let alone a writer, just to bare their soul like that.
Yeah, it really is a remarkably intense piece of work.
I had not put it into words yet, the worst thing, but I thought that I could say it if I said it word by word.
So Sharon Olds is going to be at Emory University at the Schwartz Center on Thursday the 20th. The event starts at 7 o'clock. Tickets should still be available at your local bookstores and at the Schwartz box office. Also this week, coming up tomorrow night, we've got a little fiction. First-time novelist Paulette Livers has her book Cementville coming out. Paulette may be known locally. She lived here in Atlanta for a while, although she's living up in the Midwest these days. This is a really interesting kind of historical novel. Cementville takes place in 69, and it happens in this Kentucky town. The driving moment of the novel takes place when all kind of the privileged class of Cementville all join the National Guard to stay on the home front and not go to... Skirt the draft. They nonetheless end up serving. The whole unit gets shipped off, and there's a horrific ambush, and seven of them die. And the book opens with those seven caskets coming home, and an eighth one alive, a former POW. He was the eighth in the group coming home at the same time.
A real tragic twist of fate.
Yeah, and it's a transformative moment in this town's history. It is the beginning of a whole other round of things. So the book, you know, focuses on that moment when they come home and everything has changed. You know, Cementville could be Duluth. The book has the texture of the place, but it's speaking to a much larger situation. It's a really fine piece of work. So Paulette Livers is going to be at the Margaret Mitchell House tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, and the name of her new book is Cementville. And finally this week, we're starting something on Saturday that isn't exactly a literary event, although there's a literary component to it. But I think book lovers in Atlanta are going to love this event coming up. It lasts a week. It's called the Atlanta Science Festival. The expectation is this is going to be the first of many. But there's a special little surprise happening next Monday at Shakespeare Tavern. There's a whole bunch of PBA, WABE going on. I understand it's going to be a City Cafe night.
Mm-hmm. And I'll be there along with some other on-air personalities. And that's not the only WABE connection.
Yeah, WABE's Mike Johns will be part of the Write Club event that's happening as part of the Encyclopedia Show, which is happening at Shakespeare Tavern that night. So the story is there's events happening all around, lectures and demonstrations. There's an expo downtown at Centennial Olympic Park. And there are two kind of literary events that are happening attached to it. One is Story Collider, which is a great kind of competitive storytelling event. And that's happening next Monday at the Shakespeare Tavern. There's also the Encyclopedia Show, which is happening the following Thursday, actually. But these things are all part of the overall festival that's kicking off this week. And next Thursday's Encyclopedia Show, it's a really interesting concept. It's basically a variety show with props and music and all kinds of fun stuff. But it's based on one entry in an encyclopedia.
Just one article.
Yeah, so you decide one topic that you would find in an encyclopedia, or the organizers do, and then they invite artists or scientists or musicians or whatever to build out that whole topic over the course of a program.
Sort of illuminate.
Yes. And this program is going to be the origin of life chemistry. So
quite a challenge.
That should be a lot of fun. But the festival, you know, is covering all kinds of grounds. And I'd urge you to take a look at the Atlanta Science Festival website. It's just a wonderful schedule of fantastic stuff going on. So the Encyclopedia Show is going to be next Thursday, this is the 27th, at 7:30 at the DeForest Center.